Welcome back to the Design Your Dream Year podcast, a place where we discuss all things mindset, manifestation, and self-development to help you create your most fun, fulfilling, and freeing life possible. It is your host, Allison Marshall, back from the dead, because here we are, the very first episode of 2024, and no, it is not January. It is the second month of April. So yeah, I am back after a nearly 4 month break from the podcast. And I gotta say, I have missed our chats together. And I'm saying this like you're like literally here with me, but that's what it feels like. I have missed sitting down and talking to you. So I'm really excited to be back. And before I dive into the sort of topic of the day of what I want to talk about, I will share, you know, briefly about like, where have I been? Why have I been gone so long? And sort of just like a little quick update, because it just feels kind of weird to like, you know, go basically 4 months without talking to someone and then you just kind of reappear as if you never left. I don't know. For me, that just feels like I kind of just want to give you an update on what I've been up to all year. So, like I said, I'm really excited to be back, but when 2024 started, like in January, I had sort of planned on taking a break from the podcast for the month of January, just because I personally needed just a little more downtime. I needed some more rest. I wanted to just sort of take a break from a lot of things. Like I took almost the entire month off of work, honestly, in January, just because I needed to rest and rejuvenate. And it's funny because in many, many years past, January was always my time of like, I'm going to hit the ground super hard, running towards my goals. I'm going to implement all these changes. I'm going to, you know, go full speed. And I decided this year that like, I really wanted to kind of take a cue from nature, at least in the Northern Hemisphere where I live during the winter. That's like the slow period. That's where things are not in bloom. Things are, you know, sort of percolating underneath the surface. There's animals hibernating. It's just a slow time of the year, a time for rest. So I kind of wanted to like have that vibe for myself. So I took a break and it was glorious. And then moving into February, I had these new creative projects that I was working on in my business, and I just didn't have the bandwidth. And I promised myself when I restarted this podcast last May, after a like 2.5 year break, I promised myself that when I came back, I would not record an episode out of force, out of pressure, after feeling like I quote unquote had to. Like that was just not a mindset that I wanted to go into this podcast with. And I don't want to show up because I feel like I have to, even when I'm tired, even when I'm not feeling uninspired. I don't want to come here because I feel like that's going to show. Like if I am just recording an episode just to push out an episode every single week, that's just not how I wanted to do it this time around. I want to come here when I am genuinely inspired to, when I have something on my heart that I want to share. And so that's just sort of a promise I made to myself. So February was a busy month, especially because, like I said, I had just taken almost the entire month of January off. And then in March, I actually was in Peru for a lot of the month. I actually went to an ayahuasca retreat out in the middle of the Amazonian jungle. It was incredible and also so, so challenging. That's an entire other episode that I'll have to record because, ooh, I have a lot to share from that. And if you have been a listener of my podcast for a while, or if you've like scrolled back to previous episodes, maybe you have seen my episode about how I went to Costa Rica in 2020 for my first ayahuasca retreat. That was a very healing and transformative experience. hence why I wanted to go to Peru and have another one. So I was really just offline in March. And when I say offline, I mean I was off grid, I was offline. The retreat that I was at was literally out in the middle of the jungle, out in the middle of nowhere. Like the retreat was close to, well, I say close, a few hours away from the city in Peru called Iquitos, which is actually the only city in the world that you cannot drive to. You either have to fly in or you have to take a boat because it is surrounded by ocean and also jungle. So I flew into Iquitos, and then from there it was like another 2 hour drive out in the middle of, you know, out into the middle of nowhere. And then from that little road, I actually had to hike another like 30 minutes on this trail to get to the retreat center, which was just this, you know, hollowed out area of the jungle. And so there was, you know, no internet access, no Wi-Fi. And then of course it was also like, you know, there was no hot water, no air conditioning, no fans. It was very primitive, very stripped of all the Western comforts, but it was so worth it. So I'll share about that in another episode, but yeah, I was out of the country and offline in pretty much all of March. And when I got home, I just needed a moment to sort of like integrate myself back into normal life. And after an ayahuasca trip, especially, I had just so many key lessons and takeaways that I wanted to really think about. And so that's where I've been. And then I guess the only other thing I'll say, because this is just where what was happening, is then over the last like 2 weeks, it's like I wanted to come back to the podcast, but like I kept having this voice, and I know this is, you know, my ego, but like every time I was about to record an episode because I would feel inspired to, I would instantly be bombarded by these thoughts of like, oh, you know, that's a dumb topic. Like people don't want to hear about that. Or why would you do that topic? So many other people have done it and they've done it better. Or, oh no, you should probably just wait because you need to work on this. Like I have just had these overwhelming, like self-sabotaging thoughts coming up. And that's exactly what they are. Is, you know, I'm experiencing this pattern of like my ego is trying to keep me from showing up. And I haven't had that happen in a while, but I recognized over the last week that that was happening. And so like even today, when I was like, yes, I am coming on to the podcast because I have something I want to share, it feels good to me. And then I could instantly recognize that stupid little voice coming back. And it was like, oh no, Allison, you have other things to do. There's other things that you could work on. Like people aren't going to care about this. And so I began to recognize like, okay, this is a self-sabotaging pattern. And it is now time to respond differently and to break this pattern by actually not listening to that voice and showing up. I'm sure you can probably relate. Like this is just, you know, there are areas of our lives, whether it be our podcast or our healthy routine that we want to stick to or whatever it is, there's these patterns that show up where this voice comes in and it's trying to keep us from doing the thing that we want to do. And yeah, it can be frustrating. And that's what I was dealing with for the last 2 weeks. And so finally, I said, screw you. I see what's going on here and I'm not going to have it anymore. So that is a very quick, in a nutshell, what's been going on behind the scenes in my life for the first almost 4 months of the year. I cannot believe we're already almost halfway through April, but it's actually been going really, really good. Like there's been a lot of rest. There's been a lot of rejuvenation. The trip, like I said, to Peru was absolutely incredible. So much healing and transformation. So it has been a really, really good year. So I'm excited to be back and I'm feeling refreshed. And I hope that, you know, you are also having a good year. So Today, I want to share something that is actually inspired by my recent trip to Peru. So, like I said, I'm not going to get into the actual trip because that is a whole nother episode. But this was inspired by that trip because I was at an ayahuasca retreat, and I'm not going to, you know, go into even all exactly what ayahuasca is. Let's just say it is a psychedelic plant medicine that has been used for thousands of years by the indigenous people of the Amazon for transformation and healing, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. And so during my trip, I received a lot of insights about things I should stop doing in my life and also start doing in my life in order to better align it with my life vision, the, you know, vision I have for my life of like my ideal life, the things that I want, the person I want to become, the experiences that I want to have. So I received these insights and lessons while I was in Peru. And when I got home, I journaled about it and I kind of made a list of like the key takeaways. Like, here are the top four things, five things that I want to either stop doing or start doing to really, you know, better align my life. And so this episode was born out of the sort of thing that I started doing a few weeks ago when I got back in order to integrate these sort of lessons and insights. So I don't know if you can relate to this, but it can be really easy to like, you know, you need to do something or like maybe you have a goal, but like it's one thing to be aware of that goal and to want it. And it is another thing entirely to actually do something about it. Like, it can be real easy to be like, oh yeah, I need to start doing that and I have a goal to do this. But then what are you actually doing in order to manifest said goal? And so when I was sitting down and journaling about like, okay, here are the things I want to start doing, here are the things I want to stop doing, I knew that I needed to like not just create that list, but like I needed to come up with a sort of plan to help me integrate those things so that I can actually start doing those things, or in some cases, stop doing certain things. So I'll give you a specific example. So one of the takeaways that I had was that I wanted to start cooking more, and not just start cooking more, but to start cooking more nutrient dense meals and snacks and doing more meal prep, because I have this particular health and fitness goal for myself. I want to feel my best. I want to feel energized. I want to be strong. And I will fully admit that I am not great at, cooking healthy meals, like cooking in general. And neither is my husband. We both tend to eat the same thing over and over. And neither of us have really done much cooking. Like, we tend to buy things that are like really easy to pop in the oven or like kind of ready made things. And not all of them are like total crap. But like, there is still more processed food than I would like, and just a lot of like easy kind of meals and snacks that aren't necessarily healthy. So like I said, one of the takeaways that I got while I was in Peru is that I want to start cooking more healthy, nutrient dense meals, because while I was there at the retreat, holy crap, the food was incredible. Like, it was the most healthy, nutrient dense, farm to table, like literally farm to table or from the jungle to the table food. It was all so fresh, and like, it didn't even have salt on it or any sort of spices, because part of the, what they call the dieta when you're doing ayahuasca, is you don't want to be having salt or all of these other things, which again, I'll do a whole nother episode on that. But let's just say that the food there the entire time had no salt, had no spices, no oils that you were cooking it in. So by like a lot of people's standards, you know, and even myself, when I would think like, wow, like no salt, no oils, no spices, like how bland. But somehow the food was still some of the best food that I have tasted, just because it was so fresh and just, oh, it was just like so colorful. Just looking at it would make you feel healthier. That's how I felt. So like, I felt amazing the whole time I was there, and I wanted to take that home with me. And so I wrote down this goal of cooking more healthy, nutrient-dense meals for myself. But the thing that I implemented that has really been a game changer is this tip that I now want to share with you. So this particular tip will help you to really achieve and embody and start living whatever goal you have for yourself. It much easier. So the thing that I did was I took this goal of cooking more nutrient-dense meals and snacks for myself. I then did an audit of essentially like different areas of my life. So I audited my living environment, the content I was consuming, in this case, my kitchen cabinets. I'm doing an audit and looking at what are the things that are in alignment with this particular goal, and what are the things that are not in alignment with helping me to live this goal. And then after I did this life audit, I then did a mass muting or substituting. So I'll get into that in a second. So like I said, the first thing I did was I did a life audit looking at, okay, what are the things in my environment, the content I'm consuming, you know, my habits, like my daily like activities that I do the most, which of these are in direct alignment with supporting this goal, and which of these are keeping me from this goal or really not being any help. And then I would sort of, like I said, mass mute or substitute. So, for example, one of the areas that I looked at was the content that I was consuming. So I know that when I watch TV shows like The Great British Baking Show or whatever it's called, or like all of those different baking shows on Netflix, I mean, there's so many, like I love watching all of the cake competitions and the cooking competitions and the cupcake making competitions. But I also know that when I watch those shows, I crave cake and cookies and cupcakes and all of this stuff so bad. So when I was looking at the content that I was consuming, and this also includes social media, so like the accounts that I would follow that were like cake decorating accounts and like all the yummy looking dessert, you know, recipe accounts, I was looking at all of these and I was like, okay, this content is not in alignment with me eating healthy, nutrient dense stuff. So I can either mute or substitute this content. So like in this case, I muted it. So meaning I am either unfollowing or muting these accounts on social media, or I am choosing to not watch these shows on Netflix for a certain period of time. So like I'm starting with probably about 60 days. So I am muting this content. I would look at, like I said, my environment, my cabinets, which of these foods are in alignment with this goal and out of alignment with it. And I'm going to be honest, like when I have baked goods around the house or chocolate, I have pretty much no self-control. Like I will eat it all in like a couple days. So I took the things and I took these foods that were not in alignment with my goal. And because I can't mute those things, like I would say that some people might be able to quote unquote mute something if they like had more self-control than me and they're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna quote unquote mute this food by simply not eating it for the next X amount of days. But in my case, if I know it's there, I'm going to eat it. So I decided to make a substitute instead. And I swapped out my unhealthy snacks and my unhealthy dessert foods for a more healthy, nutrient-dense option. I also audited like my most prevalent activities like that I do regularly. So for example, I looked at like what are the chunks of time and what are the things that I do like consistently. And one of those things was at the end of the day, you know, sitting down to some Netflix or to some YouTube or whatever it may be so that I can kind of shut my brain off. But I also noticed that when I do that, I have a tendency to connect that activity with eating, just like mindless eating. Like I suddenly get on a major snack craving and I will just go nuts on whatever it is. I'll eat a whole bag of chips or whatever it is. And so for this time being, I am going to substitute that activity of sitting down, watching, like for the most part, like I'm not going to pretend that for the next 2-3 months that I'm not going to watch any TV, but for the most part, I'm going to swap that activity with a different evening activity. So in this case, I'm focusing on laying down, like meditating, lying down on my spiky mat. I can't remember what they're actually called. They're like acupuncture mats. I'm going to be doing more journaling. I'm going to just be doing other things that are not me sitting in the TV because I know I connect the habit of TV with the habit of just mindless eating. I'm also auditing, like, what am I wearing? Like, this might sound really silly, but like I know for me that I tend, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, I tend to get in clothing ruts because I get overwhelmed very easily by choices, specifically wardrobe choices. Like I hate picking out outfits. I hate devoting the time to picking out outfits. I'm like, you know, how Steve Jobs was when he would wear like the same, was it like a black turtleneck and jeans or something like that every single day because he didn't want to waste the mind space on choosing an outfit. That is me. So like, I definitely get into the habit of wearing like the same couple outfits constantly. However, where this ties in with my goal and contradicting the goal is that I will tend to wear like sweatpants or leggings or just sort of baggy clothes. And I know that when I'm doing that, it's easier for me, and it is just easier for me to eat poorly because in my mind, as warped as this may be, I'm like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Like I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm wearing my stretchy pants. Like I already kind of wear, I'm wearing sort of dumpy clothes. And that kind of translates into my mindset of like, well, it doesn't matter. Like I can just eat whatever because I'm not trying to, you know, fit into something. I'm not trying to look good. And so, yes, I realize that is a pattern of thinking I need to heal, but also I recognize that certain outfits actually kind of encourage me to eat poorly. And so therefore, during this time of focusing on this goal of eating nutrient-dense meals, I am now also picking out an outfit the night before that helps me to feel confident, that looks good, that I want to look good in, that is not just like sweatpants. And so when I'm wearing these, you know, cute outfits, I feel better about myself, which actually helps me to want to make better food choices. And so hopefully this is making sense. So I do an audit of all of my sort of immediate things in my life, my environment, my most consistent activities on a day-to-day basis, the content that I'm consuming, you know, the thoughts that I'm having. And then once I've done an audit, I take stock of what is supporting that particular goal or not supporting it. And I will either mute that thing, or I will make a substitution for something that is in alignment. And so this has been an absolute game changer for me. And the other thing that I want to say about this is that As tempting as it is to do this for like multiple goals at a time, like when I came back from Peru, I think I have five sort of major things that I want to do and implement in my life, but I'm not trying to do this for all five things at a time because that is going to be overwhelming AF. When we try to make too many changes at the same time, even if they are good changes, even if they make us feel better, too many changes is a recipe for getting overwhelmed. It's a recipe for overwhelming your nervous system. It's a recipe for overwhelming your subconscious mind with like too many changes at the same time. And that is a recipe for self-sabotage and just kind of stopping everything. Like maybe if you're anything like me, you have in the past, you know, maybe like in the new year gotten really excited for the, oh, new year, new me, I'm going to do all these new things. And then you stick with it for like a couple weeks and then you just revert back to your old habits because it is too much. So what I am doing and what I would encourage you to do if you would like to try this tip of auditing, muting, and substituting is to apply this to one goal at a time for at least a week or two. So I'm actually doing this for, I was originally going to do it for 2 weeks, but because I have picked one goal and I've sort of made several, you know, I've sort of made several, mutings and substitutings. Like I've made several changes just for this one goal. Because I've done that, I am not adding in anything else for 30 days. So I've got this one goal of eating nutrient-dense foods and preparing nutrient-dense foods. And I've made like five changes, the ones I've just shared with you, or at least some of them. And now I am sticking with just this for 30 days. And if by the end of 30 days, it's starting to feel a little more like an automatic habit, I will then add in some more changes that are in alignment with one of my other goals that I had written down for myself while I was in Peru. So a minimum of 30 days, I would say, especially if you're making multiple changes at a time like I am. Now, if you want to maybe just change one thing at a time, like maybe you're just simply, let's say you're also have a certain health goal and one of your sort of tweaks is that you want to drink way more water during the day. You want to drink X amount of water every day. And if you're just starting with that one change, well, maybe you do that for a week. And then after a week, you add in one more small change. So like if you're only doing one little tweak at a time, maybe add a new one in every week. But if you're doing a couple at a time, I would just kind of stick to that for about 30 days. So I am about, I don't even know what day is it today? The eclipse was yesterday. Okay, I think it's the 9th. I think it's April 9th. Maybe it was the 10th. I don't know, whatever. I've been home for a little over 2 weeks. So I'm about 2 weeks in and it's going really well. But I know that I am not ready to add in any more new changes. So I'm going to keep this going for, you know, at least another 2 weeks or so until I hit that 30-day mark. And then I will see how I feel. So that's really what I wanted to share today. And I will say that you can apply this to like any type of goal that you have. If, for example, maybe you have a goal in your business, if you have a business where you want to create a certain project or get X amount of clients, whatever it may be, do the same thing for that goal. Do an audit. Look at like, okay, you know, maybe, oh, and this is another thing I forgot to mention. Another area of my life that I looked at, in addition to like the activities I would do most regularly, are like, who are the people I'm hanging out with and the activities that I'm doing with them? Because it's just in our society, we tie so much of like our social interaction with like food and alcohol and all of this stuff. So like for me, I looked at those areas too and like, okay, you know, for the next 30 days, I'm not going to be drinking. I really don't drink hardly at all anyway, but like, I'm also not going to be like going out to eat and all of this stuff. So like, that's another area of life that I looked at as well. So going back to like the business example, you would want to look at like, okay, You know, look at the groups and the people you're hanging out with. Are these people people who support you and encourage you? Or are these people people who drag you down? Are they people who poo all over your ideas and act like you're crazy or make you feel worse after you hang out with them? And can you mute these people from your life? And hint, you probably should, and you should probably mute them for good if you can, if they're not supportive and they make you feel worse. And who can you then surround yourself instead that inspire you, that encourage you, that believe in you? And maybe this these people are, you know, in your actual offline, I guess, or maybe these people are online. Like, there's so many people online. Or, you know, could you join a group of like-minded people that will support you? Looking at the content that you consume, are you consuming social media content that makes you go into fear mode, that makes you anxious, that makes you feel depressed, where you just feel like shite after you put down your phone and you're like, ugh? Or can you then mute that content and choose to follow people who are living examples of the life that you are wanting to create, or they're living examples of having reached a particular goal or outcome that you also want to create? Are you following people that inspire you, where their content is just like, wow, like, I just felt a kick in the pants of inspiration and motivation after reading that post? Can you look at your environment? Is it one that inspires you to want to sit down and work on your business? Or is it one that makes you just want to kind of not work on your business? Like, do you have a corner of your house that feels inspiring? Or is it just you don't really have a designated workspace? Or maybe your workspace is filled with clutter and it's not organized, and looking at it just kind of makes you feel frazzled. So that's an area to look at. Also, kind of like looking at your wardrobe too. Like I mentioned with my health goal, like I can't tell you how big of a difference, at least for me, that what you wear, how that impacts your mental health. Are you showing up as the version of yourself in your wardrobe who feels confident, who is this badass business, whatever, in your industry? Or are you kind of just like wearing clothes that don't make you feel good? And look, I'm not saying you need to get dressed up every day. Like, I am all for like sweatpants and leggings. But what I will say, as someone who's been a full-time entrepreneur working from home for the last 14 freaking years, is that when you wear the same clothes every day, at least for me, you kind of get into a mental rut and you just start feeling kind of dumpy. So like dressing the part, dressing how you want to, like, what are clothes that are going to inspire how you want to feel, you know? So take a look at the different areas of your life. Take a look at the activities. Audit the activities. Are these activities that are relevant and meaningful and moving the needle towards this thing that I want to do? Or am I filling my schedule with busy work? Because that is a really good and sneaky form of self-sabotage. Busy work that is not really moving the needle towards our goal, but it's making us feel productive. So look at like your activities. Is this directly correlated to getting the result I want? Or is this something I can delete? I can mute. I can substitute for an activity that will move me towards my goal. So you can apply this tip to any sort of goal, and it is a game changer. Well, I hope that made sense. That is all I wanted to share today. So thank you for listening. I am going to end this episode because I am in my car podcasting studio. Like, I have started loving recording podcast episodes in my car because the sound is just better. Like, it's small, it's enclosed. Like, I don't know. I love recording in my car. Even though I have a really cute office setup, I just prefer to be in the car. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm starting to get a little hot because the sun is beating down on me. I'm starting to sweat a little bit. So now it is time to go into the AC. So That is it for today. If you try this or you found this helpful, please feel free to share that with me over on Instagram. You can find me over there at Design Your Dream Year. You can screenshot this episode. You can send me a DM, but I would love to hear from you. And if you found it valuable or helpful at all, I would also appreciate you sharing it with anyone whom you think would get value out of it. And lastly, if you enjoyed this episode and you would like me to keep coming back for more episodes, please do me a favor and subscribe to this podcast, firstly, so you do not miss an episode when they come out, because I do plan on recording more regularly. You know, I took my 4-month break. But also, if you could take just a second to rate and review the show, that helps me out so much, because that is what tells the good old algorithm to actually show my podcast to people. Fancy that. So if you could just tap the stars, it takes about 2 seconds. If you feel moved to write a sentence or two about why you love the show, I would love that as well. I read every single review, but you can also just tap the stars. That helps me too. And it is like literally like a 2-second activity. So there you go. All right, my friend. Well, that is it for today. Thank you so much. And I will see you in the next episode.